Welcome to Clan Radio. With me is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Brayhead Clan have just won 5-0 against Fife Flyers. But moving on, Coventry Blades tomorrow. That's a 5:15 face-off at the Sky Dome. They've lost tonight. It's going to be another tough game for you.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough building to go into, but both teams got travel. They're in Belfast tonight, and we got to get up early and get on the bus tomorrow. So it's going to be a good game. Like I said, I'm familiar with that building. First time our guys will have seen it. And the first time they'll have seen our club in there. So, you know, I'm expecting them to come back strong. Maddie will have them fired up, and they got a good team this year. They got great offense. They got good goaltending, and you know they've made some two very good additions with Edgener and Egner and Guthrie.
Yep.
So I know them all too well. So yeah, no, it'll be exciting. I think it'll be a good game, and you know, hopefully we can pick up for where we left off. I felt tonight we played a pretty sound defensively game, and I thought offensively we got better as the game went on, and we'd like to lead that into tomorrow.
Coventry have been an inconsistent team this season, for want of a better word. It's hard to know exactly what kind of Coventry team you'll face tomorrow, isn't it? How do you prepare for that?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's tough to find, other than maybe Belfast. It's hard to find a consistent team this year. Everybody's beaten everybody, but yeah, like I said, we saw them here. They were pretty shorthanded. I don't think we saw anywhere near the team that they have. So, you know, they're a team that I think they play well on momentum. I think they got some offensive guys that can bury you if you're not sound defensively, and you know. But on the flip side, I think maybe we can create some chances and hopefully transition well against them. But it's going to be a tight battle. It always is in that small little rink, and you know it's physical, and it's a great rink if you enjoy that kind of hockey, and it's a great rink if you're a kind of guy that likes to get into the dirty areas, because there's not a lot of places to hide.
We're heading into the festive period now. After Coventry, you make the trip to Belfast on Friday. That's going to be you talked there about Belfast being perhaps the only consistent team in this league so far. How tough an ask is it for Brayhead to go out there and get a win?
I thought we did all right last time we went there. We gave up a 2-goal lead in the last minute, though. You know, like I said, once we get through Sunday, we'll be able to focus more on that weekend. But you know, I think going there, it's a game where if you can get out of that first period even or better, you get yourself a good chance. You know, they got so much depth, but if you can match them in that first period and get out even or better, you can set yourself up. But like I said, we're gonna have to be at our best if we want to compete.
Fife went out there last week and took them to overtime. It shows that Belfast aren't in any way the unbeatable team that maybe Panthers were last year, doesn't it?
Well, no, I mean, you look at it, Fife's a very good hockey club. There's no disrespect to losing there or winning a game in overtime to them. But, yeah, like, you know, on any given night, if your team doesn't show up, you're not going to win. And it doesn't matter who you're playing. And in the past, you probably could have rolled over a few games without putting, you know, taking a hard stride and got a result. And it just doesn't happen now. And you're seeing results all over the league that you wouldn't expect. And so, like I said, we're going to go in there full of confidence and see what we do. We got them the next night back home, so I think it'll be an exciting two games, and obviously we go to Edinburgh for the third. So, I'm excited. I think the guys are excited, but first and foremost here, we're looking at Coventry.
Now, after tomorrow, we're into Christmas. The guys get an extra day off because of it?
Yeah, we're going to give the guys an extra day off. You know, we got a lot of guys with family over, which is great, and it's nice to spend a little time with them. And so we'll make sure we do what we got to do to prepare for Belfast. But I definitely want the guys to have a day off and enjoy their Christmas with their families. And then we'll get a bit of a workout in. We'll get a good skate in on the 26th, and we'll get ready for that. But you know, sometimes it can hurt you, and hopefully this will help us.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thank you.
Matt Tow joins me now on the back of that 5-0 win over Fife Flyers. Matt, scorer of the fifth goal, talk us through it.
Well, it was close after the first and second period, one goal in it, and we've been working hard just trying to keep it simple after the last run of the few games. We've not been getting the results, but then tonight the main thing was to keep it simple, and that third period really showed. We got pucks in net, a few tips in front, and Ezzy drove the net hard, and I was lucky to get one tonight too.
Excellent finish. What did Finnerty say in the second intermission? Was it a case of going for them early and trying to kill them off?
Just the same as usual, really. We work a lot on fitness, and our third periods are always good, so we wanted to get after him and finish our hits and keep putting him under pressure and get the pucks to the net. Their keeper had a good game again, and you're going to beat him by getting the rebounds, getting the tips in front, nothing fancy.
There was a big build-up to this game tonight. Have you ever known anything like it in your time with your other clubs?
Not really, to be honest. No, I remember you asking me about the five before, and I just played it down a little bit, but I think now I realise it's a bit more than I expected, to be honest. So no, it's good. It's good to get the 5-0 win, obviously, and get the 2 points.
That's it, and silencing their fans so early in the third period as well. That they've given you guys a big advantage on the ice too.
Oh, definitely, definitely. That's not an easy thing to do, is silence their fans. So it's always nice.
Dan Nicholas at my back here. Never mind him. Right, you go to Coventry tomorrow. Big 2 points up for grabs. They'll be on a bit of a downer after losing to Belfast tonight. How do you approach that game any differently?
Not at all. Last time we played them, we got the points in, I think it was overtime, I believe, and they're a good team. They've strengthened since the last time we played them, with Guthrie coming back, Edgner, and they were missing Ash Tate also, so they're going to look like a completely different side. So same again, it's a tough building to go on to. We've just got to work hard, play it simple, and I'm sure we can get the points.
Thanks very much, Matt.
Thank you.